everybody, and welcome to this week's edition of the Pitching In NPL show. And coming up this week, we're going to be talking about the league. Do you remember the league, everyone? That's right. We've got a big fixture preview with this weekend's matches in the Northern Premier League, Premier Division, as we'll be joined by Coasting County sports presenter, Mr. Andrew Snaith, later in the show. We're also going to be talking with the managers at Lancaster City, at Nantwich Town, Whitby Town, and Radcliffe. And speaking of Radcliffe now, to talk to us about the first round of the FA Trophy and anything else that comes to mind, it's Mr. Radcliffe himself. No, not the radio presenter. I'm talking about Radcliffe FC. It's James Hayes. Hello, Teagot. How are you?
Evening, Ben. How are you doing tonight?
I'm all right.
Well, since we got Radcliffe, I'm well.
Yeah. All the secrets out, everyone. You all think he's one of these marvellous league civil servant types, but oh no, he's got a team. We are going to be.
I'll see. The secretary will disagree with you there.
We're going to be talking to Radcliffe shortly, as well as Whitby Town, Nantwich, Lancaster City, all about the league, but also about their success in the first round of the FA Trophy last weekend. And that's why we've got you on, James, as well. So let's start this alphabetically. Ashton United 5, Sutton Coldfield Town 1. A pretty comprehensive victory there for Ashton United. Their run of form continues. We'll talk about Ashton United in a second, but we should mention we had Sutton Coldfield Town's manager on, Neil Toof, a couple of weeks ago. Neil, cracky guy, always comes on the show, but him and his coaching staff have resigned at Sutton Coldfield Town this past week. So sending our best to Neil, and hopefully catch up again soon. But big result that for Ashton United, and just keeps that run of form going for the Tamesiders.
Yeah, that's six in a row now, I think, for Ashton in all competitions, picking up from where they left off against Radcliffe of all teams in the midweek game. Starting to show a bit more scoring form as well, looking at the highlights from that match. So Neil Toof, no, will be finding back in the Northern Premier League at point. We know that straight away.
Yeah, and Ashton United in the next round will take on Geisler, and that'll be next Saturday, and we'll be hearing from Michael Clegg on next week's show at Ashton United ahead of that game at home to Geisler in the second round. Bradford Park Avenue, formerly of this parish, will be hosting our very own Marine next week in the second round of the FA Trophy. Marine with a victory over Dunstan. We said last week, I think, with Mark, that it was going to be a close game, this one. It was a battle of the giant killers. But Marine, 2-2 it finished. Quite an enthralling last half an hour of this game, wasn't it? But Marine winning 5-4 on penalties, setting up that away match at Bradford Park Avenue next weekend, James.
I mean, it was a very thoroughly enjoyed four-hour match between them. Obviously, the floodlight failure and one of the Dunstan midfielders attempting to fix it during the game as well.
Was that the lad with the number 4 on his back?
It was indeed, yeah.
Oh, yeah, I did see those pictures.
Very close tie there as well. So when he got back underway, was when the first goal came as well. So the delay actually gave the players a bit of a spruce on. But yeah, I say well-deserved from both sides of the 2-2 draw. Could have gone either way. And again, Marine, we know them being penalty specialists.
Well, you'd be surprised to know, dear listener, that Neil Young will be on the show next week. Doesn't feel like a week goes by that he's not on the show or mentioned. So Marine, congratulations to them through to the next round. Commiserations to Dunstan. Commiserations as well to Bootle. They gave it a good go against Stalybridge Celtic. Stalybridge Celtic having to come from 3-1 down to tie 3-3 at full time over on Merseyside. Stalybridge Celtic winning 5-3 on penalties. Ben Hodgkinson, by the way, scoring a hat trick for Bootle. I mean, we had Brian Richardson on the show last week. That was a tough game, that one, for Stalybridge on paper, and it proved to be very much tough on grass.
Yeah, it did indeed. Again, Bootle are showing a lot stronger than how they started the season. Obviously, the management change has come in.
Yeah, Farsley Celtic for Stalybridge Celtic in the next round of the FA Trophy. Let's have some post-match reaction now to that match on Merseyside last weekend in the FA Trophy. Here's Simon Howarth speaking with Stalybridge Celtic's YouTube channel shortly after the final whistle.
Simon, I don't quite know where to start with that. Obviously, less than 10 minutes to go, we're 3-1 down. We pulled it back to 3-3 and then we've gone and won on penalties.
Yeah, amazing sort of game, really. I mean, first half, I thought we were excellent, perfect away performance. We dominated and controlled the game. And if anything, probably, guilty of not going on and getting the second one. It was only 1-0. Second half, the refs give an awful decision for the penalty, and then we've had a really mad 20-25 minutes where, in fairness to them, they've put it on us and they thoroughly deserved to go 3-1 up. But great character shown by us. We kept going, and that probably shows the kind of group we've got in there and the run we've been on, that they kept believing and got back to 3-3 and then penalty shootout was a bit of a lottery, but our five pens were excellent and just thrilled to be in the next round. One of them days, I think, where it was just massive we got in the next round.
So we'll go to the next round, wherever we play, and just do our best to try and keep progressing.
Yeah, we'll see who we get. And like I said, for us, it's, you know, from off the field, it's about getting every round and getting some money in the tank. We've got through two rounds now, which is good. For us as a coaching staff and players, we're looking to maybe get a game that's winnable or a bit of a glamour tie as we move forward and put the club, you know, in lights a little bit. The club has been in the doldrums for years and years, so wouldn't it be good if we could get through another round and then maybe get a big tie home or away and everyone enjoys a good day out and we've represented the club well in the FA Trophy. But any cup run, you have moments like this. You know, you're not going to go cruising through every round. We might look back on this in a couple of rounds and think, well, what about our last 10 minutes of Bootle? That's enabled the club to win an extra X amount and it's enabled us to get a big tie or something. So we're just pleased that we've got through and we knew it would be tough and made up with the lad's character.
And a big thank you to Stalybridge Celtic's YouTube channel there. That was Simon Howarth speaking. After progressing in the first round of the FA Trophy, next game for them in that competition will be Fazer Celtic away. But next game for Stalybridge competitively will be in the league this weekend as they travel to Stainton Park to take on Radcliffe. And we'll have a full fixture preview with Andrew Snaith later in the show. Let's carry on, though, James, with the results from the first round last weekend. Bromsgrove Sporting 0, Morpeth Town 0. Morpeth Town winning 4-3 on penalties. It's a long way to go, that one. Bromsgrove have been very, very good as well in knockout competitions this season. So congratulations to Morpeth. That's a brilliant result, really, isn't it, all things considered?
It is indeed. I mean, I think the trophy's a bit unfair at times with how they do the regionalisation, obviously, because you've got a lot more travelling compared to the FA Cup at this stage. But that's being said, Morpeth, again, beating a team who tends to like beating sides in the North Premier League this year, it seems, as well. And Morpeth did what they did to get through.
Yep, Morpeth progress through to the next round where they'll be taking on our very own Warrington Town. Oh, I don't like it when that happens. So we are guaranteed a side through to the next round with that tie there. Warrington, incidentally, they were victorious on Saturday. Another tough game on paper, but professional performance. Warrington Town 2, Chase Town 0, setting up that all-MPL affair next weekend. So congratulations to both Morpeth and Warrington through to the next round. Commiserations, we should say, to Chase Town. Good effort, that, from Chase Town, really.
Warrington were made to work in that game. I mean, I'm glad they've made 18 for beating now themselves. But just quick mention, with the Midlands League, Chase, with the fact that, again, going up against the side who are pushing for the playoffs in the Premier Division, Chase Town only a point behind now in the Midlands. So it's been a very, very tough and competitive league. Proving a point, ready for when they play. So fair play to Chase Town there. But Warrington, professional job, as you said before. Obviously, Warrington's getting a little bit fed up with the fact they've got a welcome or visit North East sides and the Cups and the Trophies this season. So
it's not all been progression for MPL sides. Let's get the bad news out of the way now. Canvey Island 6, Yaxley 0. We had Andy Fennell on the show last week. They were up against it. They had a lot of injuries. So commiserations to Yaxley. I think they did make up for it, though, midweek, didn't they? And they beat Stonetown Rangers by 4-2. Big result, that one, for Yaxley. Commiserations to Carlton Town. Stourbridge beating them by 2-1. Carlton were 1-0 up at half-time in that game. It's also gone to league positioning in this next game. Colne 1, Tamworth 1. Tamworth winning 4-3 on penalties, though. Commiserations to Colne, but what an FA Trophy run they've had this year, I think it's safe to say. Gainsborough Trinity 1, Lancaster City 2. Christian Sloan there scoring the goal in added time to see Lancaster City go through. We'll be in for Mark Fell in a second. How big is that win for Lancaster? It just gets the ball rolling again, doesn't it?
I mean, obviously, they've got a prize money and a very tough tie coming up in the next round of the FA Trophy. Something to boost morale and try and get back into form in the league. That'll help.
They've got Liversidge away next weekend in the FA Trophy, which I think it's safe to say is a tricky game. And then on Saturday, Lancaster City in the league this Saturday will be hosting Buxton. So what a week ahead for Mark Fell's side. Let's hear all about the mood at the Giant Axe heading into this big week to come for Lancaster City. It's a welcome back to the show to their manager. Here's Mark Fell. Well, Mark, a big thank you for joining us. And first things first, before we get to the league and the second round of the FA Trophy, big congratulations for that result at North Home against Gainsborough. Quite a result, really, given Gainsborough's home form. I mean, how was it?
Yeah, we played really well. I don't think that, you know, they couldn't have had any complaints that we came out on top that day. We certainly first half, we created a lot of chances, a lot of really good chances. And we were only, I mean, to go in at level at half time was gut-wrenching, because that free kick that they scored was their only attempt on goal in the half, I think. So, yeah, we felt a little bit hard done to. And we felt a bit hard done to for quite a while, actually, because, you know, we've played actually pretty well, and I know our results have been inconsistent, but it was nice to come out the right side of the margins for a change and to get a place in the next round.
I mean, how important is this fixture as well? Because there was that spell a couple of weeks ago where you'd got back-to-back wins, but then you had to play a couple of informed sides. So to get back to winning ways, I mean, how important is that?
Yeah, momentum's obviously massive. We know that, everyone knows that momentum's big in football, and I think our issue was we'd been playing okay. We'd been carving out a lot of chances. We just weren't putting the ball in the back of the net. And obviously, we lost young Sam Fishburne back to Carlisle after he made a great start for us and really sort of set us on the right track. And we haven't replaced those goals. And we've been trying to. And when we've made some of the sort of basic errors that we'd made in a couple of marginal games, then, you know, you're not scoring goals, you're going to come out the wrong side. So, yeah, it was important for us to get back going. Obviously, we then went to Scarborough, played really well, to be fair. We were on top at Scarborough, we had a man sent off and ended up coming out the wrong side of that one. And then, you know, these two cup games, we played, obviously, Gainsborough, and then we played the Lancashire Cup on Tuesday as well and won there. So they've given us a little boost and hopefully got us back to winning ways before we face probably one of the toughest games we're going to face on season on Saturday.
Well, it's not just that one, is it? It's the one after too. Where do I start with this? Okay. Let's talk about the next two games then. We'll come to the FA. I'll come to the FA Trophy first. I know you managers like to take each game as it comes, but we started off talking about the FA Trophy. So let's talk about the second round next week. There's tough games and then there's tough games, isn't there? Liversidge away is not only tough, but it's awkward. It's a big banana skin. You're going in as underdogs, I'm going to suggest. Would that be fair?
Given... Yeah, I've heard that. You're not the first person to say that to me this week. I don't know. It's really, I mean, it's, they've knocked Scarborough out. They've knocked Basford out. I mean, you break the Basford game down. They obviously, Basford were winning that game before they had a man sent off. But they've not lost in the league. We've actually seen them because one of our scouts went to watch Liversidge and Scarborough before we played Scarborough. So we've got a decent understanding of what they're about. They are flying, aren't they? There's no question of that. We'll need to be at our best. If we're at our best, I know we can compete with everybody. But yeah, it looks like on paper a step three against a step four side. I would imagine it's going to be a very tight game. It's probably going to be, you know, it's queued up to be an excellent game. Probably one of the ties of the round, to be fair. And we're looking forward to it because we know that the rewards, if we can get through, could be huge. You know, the teams that are going to be in the draw in the next couple of rounds. So we'll gear up to it and prepare for it properly. We'll back ourselves, but in the same vein, we are aware that, as you said, it is a potential banana skin and others have fallen foul of them as well.
Yeah, I mean, it's about momentum, like you say, and you never know, you might have that momentum, but we go to the league game next on Saturday, Buxton. I mean, Buxton are in great form, but they have got that big game coming up over the horizon, haven't they? So they could be kind of forgiven if they do take their eye off the ball, like they might have done with Cone a couple of weeks ago in the Trophy. I mean, what's your thoughts on this game this weekend and how you can bring them back down to earth?
Yeah, I mean, that's the plan. The plan is to try and catch them on the hop. Listen, we know they're a really good side. You don't achieve what they've already achieved this season without being that. You know, you just look at the teams that they put out and the players that they've got and the backstory, the reputation and the experience of some of those players. So we are well aware of what we're up against. We will back ourselves again. We will try and catch them on the hop. I mean, it does give us some confidence, of course, that, you know, that Colm went there in the Trophy and won. It shows that there is an opportunity to get after them in some ways, as there is all teams in this league. You know, nobody's unbeatable. Everybody has areas that you can expose and exploit. our job is to try and find those and be at our best on the day and hope that we get a positive result. Somebody's got to beat them at some point. I know they're unbeaten in the league. Somebody's got to beat them at some point. So why can that not be us on Saturday?
And last question, Mark, as well, just about the league table more generally, because we're covering it on this week's show, just how close it is from 7th down to 20th. And, you know, I don't think necessarily Hyde United are out of it, or Grantham, depending on, you know, what manager comes in there.
Yeah.
So it is awfully competitive. How do you think things are shaping up over the coming months? Is it still going to be a bit nail-biting for everyone, do you feel?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, yeah, we've got a target for Christmas. We wanted to get, you know, certainly within touch at Christmas, and we need to get some points, more points on the board. We know that. We need to turn some of the marginal ones, even if we'd have turned some of the narrow defeats we've had into draws and then draws to wins. But, you know, we've got a target to try and be in and around it by the time we get into the Christmas period when the games come thick and fast. As you say, a couple of wins, it can shoot you straight back up the division. So it's very open, which is how it should be. You know, I think my own personal view is that for your top three places, you're probably looking at three clubs, which is Matlock, Buxton and South Shields. I think anything after that is absolutely up for grabs, and we want to be in that mix. We want to be in that equation come to the end of the season. To do that, we need to, you know, sharpen ourselves up quite quickly and get ourselves there or thereabouts at the turn at Christmas, and then see what happens. As you say, a little run of 2, 3, 4 games and all of a sudden you're right back in it.
Mark Fell there speaking to us here on the Pitching In NPL show. And we'll have a big fixture preview for this weekend's matches in the league with Andrew Snaith later in the show. Lancaster City hosting Buxton. Back to FA Trophy results from last weekend. And I mentioned Liversidge being a tough place to go to. Basford found that out. Liversidge 3, Basford United 2. Basford United going out there to a Joseph Walton goal scored in added time. But on paper, and we'll say this about Mass United's result as well over FC United, Mass United also won 3-2 against NPL Premier Division sides. I think Basford and FC United were underdogs going into those games. And that's all credit to the teams that Jonathan Rimmington and Carl Jarrett have made at Liversidge and Mass United. They're tough competition this year in both league and trophy.
Yeah, I mean, I was going to bring both these together at the same time with the same results there, because it just shows what Liversidge and Mask have got available coming up. Them two are going to be fighting for the East Division title. I know Shielding took second place over from Mask because of the FA Trophy. But I think it's safe to say anyone who beats them to the title or beats them in the playoff final will generally deserve it. Them two sides, I think, are going to be very, very stiff competition in the Premier League if they both come up.
Mass United, by the way, I think this is probably tied around. Mass United travelling to Matlock Town next weekend in the FA Trophy. Brilliant stuff. And as I said, Liversidge hosting Lancaster City. Let's go back to the results then. Nantwich Town 2, Grantham Town 1. And it's the same what I said about Lancaster City. How important is that win there for Nantwich Town, just to boost confidence and get something going at the Weaver Stadium?
Yeah, again, their form's not been the best. Obviously, Grantham have had the best of starts this season as well, and it was an own goal that decided the game. But again, a win's a win. Just to get McInform short hooked, as soon as he backs scoring, he knows he's going to be a threat. And it's just more a case now of can they push forward.
Yes, absolutely. Well, let's hear from Dave Cook now. I caught up with the manager at Nantwich Town on Thursday. Well, Dave, a big thank you for joining us, and a big congratulations for that victory over Grantham last weekend. How was it?
Yeah, there wasn't much in the teams. I think they've improved. I mean, that's the third time we've played them.
And again, we had a couple of injuries halfway through the game. Matty Devine went off and David Vaughan after 20 minutes. But yeah, it's a difficult game, but I think we just edged it on the day, so it's good to be in the next round.
Whitby Town away next weekend. Not the best of draws, I'm going to suggest.
Not the best of draws. I mean, we played them early on in the season, I think the third game in, and they run out easy winners 2-0. It could have been a lot more on the day. And you know, I don't think it's any surprise that they are up there in the table. You know, I think they're a good, strong side, and we'll have to have a work cut out to get anything at that place a week on Saturday.
And it's only been a couple of weeks since you were on an unbeaten run yourselves. And, you know, in that run, you drew with Warrington and South Shields. You'd beat FC United as well in a good performance at Broadhurst Park. So the squad's capable. I mean, how important is the FA Trophy to you, Dave, and the club? Because, you know, that win there over Grantham, it could be the start of another run of games where you're unbeaten. I mean, that's important, surely, as well.
Yeah, I think it's been a good distraction. I mean, look, when Parky was here, going back, you know, 6 years ago, we got to the semi-final of the FA Trophy, which was unbelievable, and we were unlucky to lose against Halifax. So, and I think, you know, Nantwich won the Vars in 2006. So these national competitions are excellent for all our clubs, but it's also a good distraction because our league form has been very bitty, so it just gives a little bit of a different focus. So yeah, it's been good.
And when it comes to the league form, because I'm trying to work out the table, because it's very hard at the moment to come up with a narrative, because if I look at Stalybridge Celtic in seventh, you know, they're 7 points from the playoffs but 7 points above yourselves. I mean, it is just silly at the moment, isn't it? How difficult is it to get a run going? Because we've seen teams who do get a run going, like Ashley United and Witten, they just propel themselves up the table. But it's easier said than done, I'm going to suggest.
Yeah, look, we've all said it about our league. Anyone can beat anybody on the day. And you have a look at the games and then you see the results and you probably would pick two or three out of 11 to get right, because it's just how the league is. And I think it will stay the same, to be honest. But like you say, if any team gets a run of four or five games, then it lifts from mid-table and maybe beyond. But I do think that whoever's looking to get promotion, and look, we all are in a sense with a run, but I think you're probably only fighting for two places. I think the other three will maybe change hands a bit, but I think the three that are at the top of the minute will stay there.
Obviously, Scarborough this weekend, Buxton midweek. You're starting to get the games in hand played as well. How crucial is the next couple of weeks for what you're trying to achieve?
Yeah, well, it's always crucial, Ben. They're always crucial. And the difficult games, you know, I mean, Buxton are flying the flag for us in the Northern Premier League in the FA Cup. You know, they're unbeaten yet. Everybody says what a good side they are, which they're going to be. So I think they'll stay in the top three all year. I can't see... And probably the same as Matlock and South Shields. But yeah, Buxton, that's going to be a real... They're both going to be tough games. Scarborough, we know what a good side they are and can be. And so yeah, I can't really say what I would settle for in them two games, but maybe 3 points I'd be more than happy with.
Just while I've got you here, Dave, as well, we should say, last week or so, you made it to 300 games in charge at Nantwich Town, which is... A remarkable achievement in non-league football. So a big congratulations on that as well, we should say, before we go.
All right, thanks, Ben. Yeah. No, it's over three spells, but I've seen the club progress over the years, and they are a great football club, Nantwich, you know, from the directors to the fans to everybody, and it's my local club, so I'm pleased. Whether I get another 300, I don't know, but... No, thank you for that.
Well, Dave, just a final thought as well. Like we said, Scarborough this weekend, Buxton, and then Whitby. It's now I've just listed it. I feel like coming down to your house and just giving you a hug for a second. looking forward to the next week and the challenge ahead.
Yeah. I mean, look, the Scarborough, Buxton, and Whitby doesn't really get much tougher than that. But football's a funny game. We'll just see how it goes, Ben.
Nantwich Town manager Dave Cook joining us here on the Pitching In NPL show. And as we discussed there, Nantwich Town taking on Whitby Town at the Turnbull Ground in the next round of the FA Trophy. That all rhymed, by the way, which is delightful stuff. But back to results from last weekend in the FA Trophy. Radcliffe 2, Nuneaton Borough 0. Both goals here coming in the last 9 minutes for Radcliffe to see them through to the next round. And in the next round, they'll be taking on Tamworth. James, thoughts?
Radcliffe going up against the Jimmy Ginnelly side, something that's not happened in, well, I don't think it's ever happened really. And the fact that even before the game, I didn't realise that...
You never been to Barwell?
No, we've never played Barwell.
You never had the Barwell burger, ever?
No. That's when we've been ever in the same division.
Oh, no.
I know.
I feel like having some form of fundraiser for you so you can get one. Oh, let us know, dear listener, if you'd like to set up a crowdfunder or something like that to get James Hayes some form of Barwell burger delivered to him, cooked as well. I don't know how that's going to work. But yeah, James, anyway, back to more important matters.
But yeah, Radcliffe thought that there was a dominant side, realistically. Obviously, held on to stock. And he, like I said, Jim never likes playing as a scout in football. Match it up to Elton, and two great goals there, seeing three. I think the furthest in quite some time Radcliffe have got in the FA Trophy as well. So,
well, let's hear now from Radcliffe. We've not had Radcliffe on in a while because obviously at the moment they've not got a manager at time of recording. That is recording the show, this bit of the show, on Wednesday evening. So I thought it was about time because the form in the league's been great, and Radcliffe through to the next round, the second round of the FA Trophy. So let's get the interim manager on the show, and here's Bobby Grant, who I caught up with on Thursday. Well, Bobby, a big thank you for joining us. Big congratulations for that win over Nuneaton Borough through to the second round. How was the weekend?
Yeah, it was good. You know, credit to the lads. I think 1-18 were outstanding. Worked hard. And it was a tough game. You know, Nuneaton have got some good players. They've got some experienced players. We knew it was going to be tough. But it was a cup game, and that's what I said to the lads before the game. It's a one-off opportunity to get into the next round of the hat, give everything you've got. And, you know, we done that. And in the end, our quality shone through. And, you know, it showed how well we done, because their staff came up to me at the end and said, you know, thoroughly deserved. You were by far the better side. So, you know, that's credit to the lads and how hard and how well we worked.
And what that sets up is a tie next week in the second round against Tamworth. Yeah. What's your thoughts on that game coming up?
You know, we have a league game to look forward to first. But, you know, we're into the second round of the FA Trophy. It's another home tie. It's another tough game. Tamworth have got some good players, but we're the home side. We're the ones who, at home, we should be confident. We've had a few good results in recent weeks. So we'll be going into that game, you know, full of confidence. But again, it starts with hard work. If we work hard and, you know, we're prepared to do the basics to the best of our ability, then, you know, I'm sure it'll be a good day for us.
And you're quite right to start that answer talking about the league game first and that kind of thing, you know, one game at a time. Big game this weekend, actually, you know, with Stalybridge coming just across the way to take you on at Stainton Park. It's only 4 points separating you. I mean, this is how close it is in, I say mid-table, that's the gap between 7th and 15th at the moment, just 4 points. How important is this game, do you feel, this weekend?
Yeah, it's, you know, every game at this stage is important for us. You know, we know we're not where we should be in the league at this moment in time, but, you know, our form's been good in the last 8 games. You know, we've managed to win 6. So, you know, the confidence is good in the camp. We've got a real togetherness amongst our team at the moment, and we're at home again. Stalybridge are a good side. As you mentioned, they're only down the road from us. So, you know, it has a sort of a little bit of a derby feel towards it. So we'll prepare properly. We'll make sure we understand the strengths that Stalybridge have got. And we'll focus on what we can do and how we're going to go about beating them. And I think every home game now, or any game at this level, is whoever makes the least mistakes wins. That's one thing that I have learned. I think I heard John Coleman speak today. He said it was the same in League One. It's, you know, the least mistakes wins games in football. So, you know, that's our way of thinking.
Goals also help, and it'd be remiss of me. You know, you've come in as interim player manager, and you've not really stopped. There's been a couple of games recently where you've not scored, but it's a pretty impressive goal scoring record you've got. I mean, how difficult is it to balance management and being such a pivotal part of the squad as well? I mean, how difficult is that side of things?
Yeah, it is. I think because it's new to me, it's just take it as it comes, take it in your stride. I understand football. I've been in football for a long time as a player. But I've brought Steve Jennings in as assistant with me, because when I'm on the pitch, I'm the player. So I need someone who can come in and who can sort the team out from the side when the game kicks off, and to come in. And I can only score the goals when the team supply the service. And as a collective, as a team, we've based our recent results on hard work and doing the basics right. And I think that's the best way to go about things at any level. If you're prepared to work hard for your teammates, if you're prepared to do the basics to the best of your ability, then you will have success. When you start going away from what the team are trying to do, when you start becoming an individual, then it doesn't work. And I understand that individual quality wins games of football, but you know, as part of our team now, it's more about the group, not individuals.
And with regards to you as well, I mean, like you say, you've been a prolific player for years now, and you're still relatively young. I mean, how this step up into being, you know, player manager and that, are you enjoying it at this point? And something that you might look into carrying on, maybe? You can tell me to go away if that's an impertinent question to ask at this stage.
No, it's absolutely fine. I mean, it's the next part of my journey. I've had a decent playing career, you know, 16 years, since the age of 16. I'm now 31, and I'm not ready to hang my boots up properly yet. I still love playing football. I still love helping the team. I still love going on the pitch and preparing. But, you know, to be player manager now, it's something that it's the transition for me. And, you know, I really, really enjoy it. I didn't think I would get the opportunity as quickly as I have, but I've got a great support team around me, you know, from the owner, the chairman, Paul Radcliffe, and, you know, the team. I've got a good network of people who I believe will give me the best opportunity to, you know, achieve what I want to achieve, both as a manager and as a player at this moment in time. And ambitions-wise, Radcliffe certainly ticked that box, and it's a great place for me to learn. And you know, the people I've got around me, my teammates, the players who come in and work hard and listen to what we're trying to tell them. It's all credit to them, and that makes my job a lot easier.
Final question, maybe, Bobby. It's going so well at the moment. You're enjoying the role as things stand. I mean, like I said, this game this weekend against Stalybridge, it's so important because Radcliffe, before you know it, if you keep that run of form going in the league, you could be knocking on the door for the playoffs. I mean, how excited are you and eager are you for the next few weeks to see what's possible?
Yeah, you know what? It's football's great. It's one of them where you can't wait for the next game. I'm the same at the moment. Every player who's in the building's the same at the moment. Us as a club, we're always looking forward to the next game, and there's no hiding away from the fact of winning games is a great thing to have. And, you know, everyone enjoys it when you win. We understand that we've got some tough tests coming up. Stalybridge on Saturday will be a massive challenge for us. But, you know, if we can keep getting positive results and keep going about our business the way we do, then who knows what can happen. There's still a long way to go. There's still a lot of football to play for. And as we said earlier on, it'll be a case of each game as it comes. We've got a cup game to look forward to in between. But we're confident at the moment, and that comes down to winning games and having positive results. And we understand there's going to be knocks along the way. That's part and parcel of football. But, you know, as it stands, I think you really have to enjoy it while it lasts. And, you know, that's what we're certainly doing.
Interim player manager at Stainton Park, Radcliffe's Bobby Grant, joining us here on the Pitching In NPL show. We've already mentioned Matlock Town going through to the next round. They beat Rush Olympic pretty comprehensively by 4-0. Brilliant result, that one. Matlock taking on Morpeth this weekend in the league. Next week in the FA Trophy, hosting Mash United. So a good result, that one, for the Derbyshire side through to the next round. And final results, Whitby Town 5-0. That, on paper, James, was a huge banana skin for Whitby, but they've navigated it.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, Priestley Kearsley, who scored the third goal of the afternoon, was an absolute peach of a goal.
Well, Whitby taking on Nantwich Town, as we discussed earlier, in the second round. But let's catch up now with the management at Whitby Town. And this week, I caught up with the joint manager at the Turnbull Ground. It's a welcome to the show, to Nathan Haslam. Nathan, a big thank you for joining us. And, well, it's been a pretty good week, hasn't it? Started off with the win over Matlock, a good midweek win over FC United, and then that thumping victory over Mosley in the FA Trophy. I mean, what's the mood like at the Turnbull Ground at the moment?
Well, I think you've just said it. You know, three wins on the trot. Confidence is really, really high, Ben. You know, we went into the Matlock game, we were riddled with injuries, and we put a lot of young lads in there, and that did us proud, and we've kind of gone with the same team stroke squad from that point, and long may it continue.
Just to talk about the Mosley win, because on paper, that's a huge banana skin, really. Mosley have been brilliant this year, especially in the FA Trophy as well. And to beat them so comprehensively like that, that's some performance, really.
It was. It was a great performance in that we were clinical. And we made our class tell in the end, I think. I mean, take nothing away from Mosley. They started off the game really well. We knew exactly what they were about. We did our homework on them. They were unbeaten away from home at the time. We had to be on our mettle from kickoff, and we did that. And as we've always said, goals change games. And when the first goal went in, we know we're a very strong performing team when we go ahead. And from that point, you know, again, we hit them on the counter, and we took advantage of that. So, but yeah, listen, I'm not going to take anything away from them. They're a good team, but just on the day, we had a little bit too much for them.
And speaking of that counter-attacking style, I saw you in person last Tuesday with the 1-0 win over FC United, and FC didn't really trouble you all that much, but you had a good spring in midfield going through the middle, that's for sure.
We did. We've changed the shape slightly, which I think's helping us with that. The FC United game, you're right, it was a 1-0 win, which we're happy with a clean sheet. But on the night, we feel that, you know, the chances that we had, the scoreline could have been at least a couple more goals. But yeah, they didn't trouble us. But we're a very, very good team at absorbing pressure. And our league position and our goals against record would, you know, suggest that as well. But what we're really good at is in transition, is breaking fast. And, you know, at the minute, it's working for us. So long may it continue.
So next up, a league game against Basford United. We'll come to that in a second. One game at a time and all that. But we should just finish off the FA Trophy chat before then. Nantwich Town is the obstacle to get through to the third round of the FA Trophy. What's your thoughts on that game in a couple of weeks?
Yeah, another hard game. Obviously, they're operating at the same level as ourselves. They're probably, you know, I think they look like they're in a false position in the table. They're notoriously always quite strong, Nantwich. I think they've been on a bit of a bad run of form. But form means nothing in the cup games. It's a one-off game, and one goal and the tie changes, it can flip around. So we're in for a hard game. You know, we're thankful we're obviously at home. We're a pretty strong team at home. But, you know, the confidence is sky at the moment. We've you know, been realistic about it. If we perform, we know we've got a good chance of advancing to the next round.
And Basford this weekend in the league. Could be pretty big weekend, this one, because at the moment, I think there's an expectation, rightly or wrongly, that the top three are kind of moving away from the bulk of the division. But that could be said as well for Bamber Bridge and Whitby. There's 7 points between yourselves and Basford in eighth. This could be a big weekend. So I suppose, how do you make that happen and get yourselves into that group of South Shields, Buxton and Matlock?
Well, we've just got to keep doing what we're doing. We can't look too far ahead. Consistency in this league is the biggest thing. The records would tell you that. And yes, 5 points behind South Shields, played the same amount of games, 7 behind Matlock. It's not a lot. These teams haven't had a bad run yet, and you know they're going to have a bad run. I think that goes without saying. We're hoping we're through the through our bad patch. You know, we're on a good run now, and we're looking up rather than down, really. And you know, there is a gap between the playoffs now and the teams that are slightly below that. But we've just got to concentrate on winning the game. And you know, you rightly said, if we win the game, all of a sudden we can be, you know, there's a probably 10 points between us and Basford. So we've just got to not worry about the points, just try and get the performances in, get the results. And all that matters is obviously the end of the season, the final league position. That's the most important thing.
And I was going to say, I mean, you can't look at the league table at this point of the season and talk about points and all that. But what we can say is that it's going pretty well at the Turnbull for you and Lee. You're doing a cracking job. I mean, what's it like, just closing for at the moment, as we head towards the winter period now, being where you are in the league and, you know, the possibilities being there for being really competing up at the top end?
Yeah, the mood in the camps, you know, it's sky high. That's the fans, it's the committee, it's the board. You know, me and Lee are happy with what the lads are doing. The lads are happy as well. But you know, we've got to strive to be better. You know, if you want to compete with the big boys, you've got to keep striving to be better. And I think that's what we're trying to do. We're not going to rest on our laurels. We are overperforming. I think that's fair to say that in terms of where we are this moment in the league. But we just need to keep that going. And you know, to put us in the same breath as your Buxtons, your South Shields, Matlock, it kind of tells you where we are at the moment. But we're not quite halfway through the season yet. So we've got to keep that going. It's mine and Bully's job to keep the lads concentrated and on the game. Obviously, manage a squad of players, and hopefully, we can, you know, the injuries are, you know, we're going to be okay with the injuries moving forward. But yeah, we just need to keep going. But yeah, so far, so good.
Whitby Town joint manager Nathan Haslam there speaking to me this week on the Pitching In NPL show. So, Whitby this weekend will be taking on Basford United at Greenwich Avenue. So, important game that one for both clubs, especially for Basford, to try and close that gap between Whitby and the rest of the league, because it is opening up. James is still with us, and we should mention the league while we've got you here, James, because there were two league matches this weekend. Buxton 3, Hyde United 0. Very, very comprehensive stuff there from Buxton. That sees them 1 point now behind Matlock Town, and they've got two games in hand. They're a point ahead of South Shields. Buxton have two games in hand over South Shields, and they're also 3 points ahead of Bamber Bridge. They also have two games in hand over Bamber Bridge. So, important victory, that one, for Buxton. And speaking of important victories, Mickle over 2, Atherton Coles 0. How important, I said about Lancaster and Nantwich Town, how important is that one for Mickle over?
That was a massive win, not just for the fact it takes them out of the bottom three at this moment in time, but you look at the league table now, pretty much everyone from Lancaster down is back in that relegation fight at this moment in time. 4 points separating Nantwich to pretty much mid-table, so even FC United aren't exactly.
Whoa! I was just thinking to myself, oh, bless him, he didn't mention FC, even though we're only a point ahead of Lancaster. Fair play. And then you brought us into it. All right.
Well, even then, if you really want to go to it, Staley Bridge always said they're closer to the relegation zone than they are to the playoffs at this moment in time. So,
how remarkable is that? That obviously, at this stage, we know two go down automatically, don't they? And the third place team, it depends on how the other step three leagues have done. But it's quite remarkable that that team in 20 of Nantwich Town is 7 points behind Stalybridge Celtic, and Stalybridge Celtic are 7 points from the playoffs. If you talk about looking up or looking down, I mean, that's amazing. Unbelievable. Right. James, obviously a big weekend to come in the league. How can people keep across it all?
Yeah, facebook.com/ Northern Premier League, Twitter @ the Northern Premier League, Instagram @ Northern Premier League as well, TikTok, Northern Premier League Official, and football web pages where all the live updates as they happen.
Well, James Hayes, big thank you for joining us. You have a lovely weekend, and we'll catch up next week.
Thanks to you, Ben. Thank you.
Well, a big thank you to James Hayes for joining us this week, but it's now time to draw a line under the past and gaze at the future. And joining me now down the other end of the line from Coastal County Radio, it's Saturday sports presenter. It's a welcome back to the show to Mr. Andrew Snaith. Hello, Andrew. How are you?
Hiya, Ben. Yeah, I'm doing well. Nice to be talking to you as always.
Absolutely. I was talking to you off air because we've been... the show's been a bit muddled. I don't know why. I think it's because of the scheduling of the FA Cup and the FA Trophy and stuff. We've not had you on for a good few weeks now, so I think it is your turn to be back on the show. So thank you for joining us. And this week, we're not going to be talking about the FA Trophy and the FA Cup and anything else. We're going to be talking about the league, because that's back in full view this weekend. And shall we start with the team currently sitting top of the table? In fact, I started talking then, and I thought to myself, we should just have a lie of the land, firstly, and just say what the positions are, because it's shaping up to be quite a good title race and playoff race. Matlock Town, top of the pile, 39 points after 18 games. Then Buxton, 1 point back. They do have two games in hand over everyone else. Then the South Shields, 1 point behind Buxton. Bamber Bridge, 3 points behind Buxton. And then Whitby, just 7 points off top spot, which is nothing at this stage of the season. And we should say the gap between fifth, which is Whitby Town, and Stalybridge Celtic in seventh, as I just covered off there with James, is 7 points, which, again, is nothing at this stage, but that's still quite a gap. So, with all that in mind, Andrew Snaith, let's do a fixture preview for this week's matches. League leaders Matlock Town, they're travelling to Morpeth Town. At the same time, Lancaster City are hosting Buxton, who've got those two games in hand and are in great form. This is a big weekend, and it's a tough game for Matlock Town away at Morpeth. Tough game for Buxton, but I think it's particularly tough for Matlock.
Yes, I think the travelling and the fact that Morpeth are a strange sort of team. They do have the quality, I think. They are a well-drilled side and very, very awkward side to play against. They're a physical side, they're direct, and they have some really good individuals in there. So if you are going to have a banana skin, I mean, this would be it. Matlock have had a little bit of a slip of late. Obviously, they had the defeat against Whitby, where they defended very, very poorly, and Paul Phillips came out and was very blunt in his assessment, and quite fair, really. They slipped up with all three of the goals in that 3-2 defeat were errors at the back. So yeah, Matlock just having a little bit of a slip. But yeah, it's a Derbyshire shootout at the top of the league. Who'd have thought it? I think for once I'm right in saying it is a derby at the top two. It is a tough fixture actually, because Morpeth have games in hand. They'll be desperate to get back into that, into the comfort of mid-table. They have only lost twice at home in the league all season. Which should tell you something. And Matlock are a strange side. They haven't even recorded a draw yet this season. It's all or nothing for them. That is unusual. 13 wins, 5 defeats, no draws.
It's a particular big couple of weeks coming up for Buxton. We know about the Morecambe match, obviously, in the FA Cup, because that's the question, isn't it, for these big games. Do you take your eye off the ball for the league? And Buxton, I've got a this weekend, Lancaster, they're catching up with one game on Tuesday. They're hosting Nantwich Town. They've got Witton Albion next weekend. We know there's no easy games in this league and all that. It is a big test that they don't take their eye off the ball ahead of that big FA Cup game coming up in a couple of weeks' time.
Yeah, absolutely. I don't think they'd be human if they didn't have it in the back of their mind somewhere. That's the challenge for Steve Cunningham, isn't it? To get them focused on the old cliche, one game at a time. For me, Buxton are the best side in the division that I've seen so far. They have so many attacking options. Obviously, Didrilamo leading the line is the main danger. We alluded to Matlock's long trip up to Morpeth. Almost as long for Buxton to get all the way up there to Lancaster City, who were always quite challenging at home. I think they're usually a decent side there. They're still in that mid-table clutch, as you say. There's not much between them. I think we've got 17th and 7th separated by 5 points. There's nothing much between those sides. Could be a tricky one for Buxton.
South Shields, they're taking on Gainsborough Trinity this weekend. And, you know, obviously it's been a tricky period of time for South Shields, but is there something quite advantageous, if I can say every cloud's got a silver lining and all that, and say that because of how Matlock and Buxton are performing at the minute, the pressure's slightly gone off South Shields a bit, or is the pressure still on?
They're a little bit under the radar. I think that's fair to say. People are stopped talking about them.
Exactly, which is remarkable given how fancied they were when we were talking in August.
Absolutely, yeah. You think South Shields are going professional? Well, they're going to win the league, aren't they? As things are going so far, maybe not. Just a little blip there. But Gainsborough, it's not been a great campaign for them either. Obviously, 17th spot. Just one win on the travels all season, it's a difficult time at North Holme as well. I'd be interested to see how this one goes. But yeah, South Shields, I think there is an advantage, Ben, of not having that pressure on. They're still very much in the shake-up. They are only 2 points behind Matlock. They've played the same amount of games. The danger team, though, remains Buxton with those two games in hand, and still the only side in the division that are unbeaten.
And what do you make of Bamber Bridge at the moment? Bamber Bridge are in fourth, and they're only 4 points off top spot. Some people have said that no one was suggesting Bamber Bridge would be up there, but I've said a number of times that all Jamie Milligan was after really was a season, and he's never had a full season in charge at Bamber Bridge. And when they've had spells, they've been brilliant. They go on cracking runs. Can they keep it up as we head towards Christmas now? Witten Albion away this weekend in the middle of November.
Tricky fixture at any time of the year, but I guess it depends. Maybe he says a little bit cynically how long they can extend those loans for. If they can get them through to the end of the season, they're probably going to last the course and they're going to be right up there and we're going to have possibly the best title race maybe we've ever had. Certainly since we've been on air. Bamber Bridge, very, very good side. Very good side. As you say, Jeremy Milligan's done a great job there. I think maybe some of the pessimism maybe stemmed from the losses, as you know, of Alistair Wadakar to FC United. And he was the talisman for so long. His departure, you think, oh, well, are they going to suffer? And obviously, the people he's brought in have ensured that they haven't missed. They've been tremendous. Bamber Bridge, right up there. As long as they can keep those tremendous loan players they've got from those Northwest League clubs, then they'll certainly last the course for me, Ben.
36 goals, league goals scored by Bamber Bridge this season. That's equal top of the pile with Matlock Town, which is not bad at all. And speaking of not bad at all, Whitby Town. Let's talk about Whitby. Whitby 1 point inside the playoffs currently, neck and neck really with Warrington Town, but not too far off Bamber Bridge. Good week for Whitby Town and Whitby Town this weekend. Baysford. Interesting what we said earlier with James Hayes. I'll tell you now what we were talking about. Stanley Bridge Celtic and Baysford United, 7th and 8th, 7 points from the playoffs. But they're actually 7 points from the relegation places as well, which goes to show you just how very tight it is in the rest of the division. So for Whitby to be where they are, out of all that in mid-table land, it's going well, isn't it? But this game this weekend, it's a big game to stay ahead of that pack, but also it's a big game for Baysford to start putting pressure on Whitby and Warrington.
Yeah, absolutely. I think it's also worth pointing out both of those sides have lost six games. You know, there's not the gap in terms of points you've mentioned there. That can very quickly be closed. Yes, Baysford away, even with that gap in there, it's going to be a tough fixture and a bit of a game in hand as well for Baysford on teams like Whitby if they want to close that gap. Oh, Whitby are under no illusions that this is going to be a difficult trip. And yes, as you said, it's been a good recent run, three wins on the bounce. Into the second round of the FA Trophy and winning at Matlock last weekend, when I think most Whitby fans would have taken a draw, would have snapped your hand off for a draw with key players missing as well. The young players that have come in and surprised a lot, including myself, the performances they've put in have been tremendous. But yeah, Baysford away, no matter what, is a difficult fixture. That would be a hard one to call. I'm not going to get lured into that.
I'm not going to get you to make a prediction of this game either. Mickleover against Warrington Town. Warrington 1 point behind Whitby, but Warrington do have a game in hand and a game in hand over Bamber Bridge as well, with 4 points ahead of them in the league table. But Mickleover, big result last weekend in the league. Could that be transformative? We see this, don't we, down the bottom end. A couple of wins and suddenly the season's transformed. We've seen it with Radcliffe. We've seen it with Rashford United, who are now up to 14th. We've certainly seen it with Witten Albion. Who knows? This is tough for Warrington this weekend now.
Oh, absolutely. Albeit Warrington, I think, are still as stubborn as they've always been, as well-drilled at the back. They've only conceded 16 goals from those 17 games. That tells you all you need to know. A little bit like Whitby, I suppose. They don't tend to score a huge amount of goals, but they certainly don't let many in either. Only 4 defeats so far this season, and there's only 2 sides that can match that in the league. So they're a very, very difficult side to beat, especially at home. Pretty consistent, though. They've only lost 2 on their travels as well. They're a dangerous side, Warrington. For me, I think probably favourites for the playoffs at the moment over Whitby. Just that little bit of physicality and experience making the edge. But yes, as you say, it's all about momentum in this league, isn't it? Just a couple of wins, as we can see in the table, a couple of wins and 18th place Mickleover can be 7th or 8th. And that's the beauty of the NPL Premier, maybe why we love it.
is another example. This weekend, in what some people would call a derby, I think it might be, Fanshawe Snaith fans out there, Radcliffe taking on Stalybridge Celtic this weekend. The gap between 7th place Stalybridge and 15th place Radcliffe is 4 points. That gap, using a calculator here, could be 1 point at 5 o'clock on Saturday. That's what we're talking about, isn't it? Thank you.
Yeah. GCSE maths there.
Got a B, everyone. I got a B.
Yeah, I'll get my my M62 route map out there, and I'm saying that it's definitely a derby. It must be. It's over in that side. But yeah, Radcliffe and Stalybridge, as you said, there's nothing really between the 7th and 18th and we're down to 20th, really, where we're shocked to see Nantwich. I think it'd be a good game. Radcliffe have had a good little run. Stalybridge, I suppose, comparable, actually, Ben. So as you say, they'll be almost level if Radcliffe can get the win.
And that then takes us to Stafford Rangers, currently sitting 9th, 1 point behind Stalybridge, Celtic and Basford. But as we've highlighted, they're only 6 points above Nantwich Town. But this weekend, Stafford Rangers travelling to the South Stephen Stadium to take on Grantham Town. And we talk about how tight it is in that mid-table pack at the moment. Grantham Town are cut adrift. They're 6 points behind Nantwich Town, with Nantwich having two games in hand, incidentally, over themselves and Hyde United, who are 2 points beneath Nantwich. Grantham needs to get some results, don't they, quickly?
They do, and I don't think it'll be an easy one against Stafford Rangers either. Not the ideal opponents to try and get your season back on track against. Going a lot better this campaign, Stafford Rangers, looking a much improved outfit. I think Grantham are really going to have to step it up if they're going to get something from this one.
Scarborough Athletic will be taking on the aforementioned Nantwich Town. Because of the run that Morpeth have gone on, because of the recent results of Ashton United, Radcliffe and Witton Albion, Nantwich find themselves in this trapdoor. It's a warning, isn't it, to everyone above Nantwich. This is going to happen if you don't get some results on the board. I've said it in recent weeks, but it's one hell of a trapdoor, this. There's some big clubs who might get caught out if they're not careful.
Quite agree with you. There could be a surprise or two come the end of the season, then when we look at the relegation dogfights and who eventually does go down. Nantwich, they're decent away from home. And Scarborough have been a little indifferent at the Flamingoland Stadium. So perhaps Nantwich should fancy their chances. That said, Scarborough have games in hand. They've still only lost 6 games in the league. I think that's worth keeping an eye on. They could still figure in that playoff hunt. And it's just a matter of just getting a little bit of momentum going. I think the break came at an interesting time for them, as they were starting to figure out the league form. So it didn't come at a great time for them, really. They'd bounced back from their FA Trophy exit, only to have the week-long break. So I think if they can get a bit of momentum going, Scarborough are quite dangerous. But yes, Nantwich on their travels at Scarborough, I think they'll fancy their chances.
FC United travelling to Atherton Coles this weekend. It is a derby. I'll let you have that, Andrew. Both got M postcodes. What's your thoughts on this one against Atherton Coles? Because Atherton Coles, they've proved that they've got a surprise or two in their repertoire. Is it a surprise if they beat FC at home this weekend? I don't think it is, necessarily.
I'm not sure it is, really, Ben. Looking at the comparable records, Atherton are good at home. When they lost 3 times there this season in the league, FC, as I dare say you know all too well, haven't done so well on their travels this campaign. 6 defeats out of 9 games there. I would argue that it wouldn't be a huge surprise. I think it'll be a tough trip. Atherton, I don't think it's ever an easy game over there. It'll be you have to fight to get anything there, I feel.
Now, Geography Corner, for regular listeners of the Pitching in NPL show, we've said Radcliffe against Stalybridge, at a push, it's a derby. You know, both have got Andy Burnham as mayor. FC United travel to Atherton Coles. That's kind of a derby. Both have got M postcodes. However, this one certainly is. We've got Hyde United taking on Ashton United, both in the Borough of Tameside. Huge game. An interesting one for Ashton United because, you know, in the blink of an eye, they've got themselves out of the relegation places, up into mid-table land. Next stop could be, you know, borderline Scarborough Athletic and Stafford Rangers and Basford United, which would be sensational. For Hyde United, it's not gone too well, but I don't think anyone was under any illusions that it was going to be tricky, a tricky transitional period now in the Jim Gannon era to get the team to where Jim Gannon wants them to be.
Yeah, I agree with that assessment, Ben, actually. As you said, Ashton win, and they're in the top half, and they're looking upwards. A Hyde win, you know, suddenly they're out of the relegation zone. They're fifth bottom rather than second bottom, and they're looking upwards as well. They're suddenly a win away from mid-table. It's such a tight league, and Jim Gannon, I think it's a difficult one for him in terms of his style of play, because when you're down there, you need to mix it without wanting, again, using cliches and things. You've just got to find a way of winning. And you don't tend to see teams at the wrong end of the table trying to play the way out of trouble. And that's his game. His team play great football. That's how he likes to set himself up. But I feel like he needs to get Hyde up the table a little bit before they have the freedom to play like that and take the shackles off. So it's difficult, but I think he'll probably find himself having to play a little bit of an alien style of football to what he's used to. So it's interesting to see how that pans out, but you would think with his experience, his track record, that he will pull Hyde away eventually, but goodness knows, I can't predict it this season, but no. I really can't. The teams down there are crazy, some of the teams.
To be fair, there's a long way to go, but if things continue the way they're going, with inconsistencies and teams, you know, getting a couple of wins and then a couple of defeats, it's going to be like this all the way through to April, which... it's going to be great for the impartial observer, but for everyone else, it's going to be very, very stressful indeed.
Indeed.
But that's all the fixtures for this weekend. That's gone very, very quickly for me. Just to say, we mentioned Buxton taking on Nantwich on Tuesday. Scarborough Athletic will be hosting Atherton Coles as well, as Buxton, Nantwich, Scarborough and Atherton Coles all need to catch up with games in hand. So that's Tuesday night for them. For the rest of us mere mortals, we've got Tuesday off, which I'm enjoying. I'm enjoying these Tuesday off. I don't know about you, Andrew. Quite nice. But anyway,
no, I'm...
I feel like I'm letting the listener down by saying that. But no, I'm standing by it. I'm enjoying Emmerdale Farm. It's good. I'm in Tuesday off. Right, okay. But Andrew Snaith, just before you go, just a quick plug for this weekend's coverage. Basford United taking on Whitby Town on Saturday. How can people tune in if they can't make it to Greenwich Avenue in person?
Yeah, well, the Coston County radio team will be there down in Nottinghamshire, Basford United against Whitby Town. It's audible full live commentary via the Whitby Town YouTube channel. That's live and uninterrupted, but you can also get updates throughout the afternoon on the Coston County Radio Sports Show from 2 with me. That's on 97.4 FM in Scarborough and now 105.5 FM in Whitby as well.
And a big thank you to Andrew Snaith for joining us this week. But that's it for this week's edition of the Pitching In NPL show. Remember, for all the latest goings-on from the world of the Northern Premier League, you can visit the website www.thenpl.co.uk. But I've been Ben, and you all make sure you all have a lovely and safe weekend. Bye-bye.